I can't see you. Testing, testing. We're on? Okay, praise God. Just for your information, the teaching on Wednesday nights will be posted tomorrow on the website. Okay, you can go to Greatest Freedom. Oh, does everybody have something to write with? And thank you, Jesus. If you're not familiar with the website, it's www.greatestfreedom.org. Open your Bibles with me to begin with tonight, to John chapter 1. Part of our ministry out of Pat Harrison, we come from the bloodline of this ministry from Kenneth Hagin Sr., and he's the papa of faith, okay? He was the granddaddy of faith in Christianity, actually. And so a lot of these things that we're going to talk about is things that some of the things that he taught, but we're going to stick in the Word of God, okay? We're going to look at the reality of the Word of God tonight, okay? The first reality we're going to look at is the Word of God. Reality is defined as the quality of being lifelike, as resembling the original, having existence in substance. And you don't have that on your sheet. So if you look it on your sheet for that, you will not find it. And we're going to be looking at faith advanced. And what the Lord has laid on my heart is not an advanced teaching on faith, but God moving us and activating us and advancing our faith. Amen? In other words, taking what's inside and letting it manifest on the outside. Okay? So in John chapter 1, I'm going to build a foundation for where we're going tonight. John 1, I don't need to open it, I'll just say it. The Word of God says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, all things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. The life was the light of man. The light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And what we're looking at is in verse 14, is the Word became flesh, and it dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. And one of the things, and with many of the commentators, have differences of opinion of the scripture that we're going to focus on tonight. So the Lord said I had to establish a foundation. Jesus was in the beginning all the way to the end. He's the author and finisher. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last and everything in between. Jesus was there in Genesis just as Jesus is there in Revelations. Understand with me, when we're talking about the Word of God, we're speaking of Jesus because He is the Word that became, okay? If you look with me in Revelation chapter 19. Revelation 19, when Jesus is returning, in verse number 13 of Revelation 19, the Word of God says that He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and His name is called the Word of God. Okay? So when we're looking at this, on Christ the solid rock, we stand on Christ the solid rock on the Word of God. From Genesis to Revelations and all in between. In other words, when this Word becomes revelation inside of you, then it can manifest and be advanced to affect others. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 10, 17, he said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. So as we're establishing this and we're looking at this, he also says in Ephesians, we looked at this. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 6, verse 19, it says, we've got the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So as we're looking at this tonight, we're looking at the Word of God, and we're going to break it down in Hebrews chapter 4. So if you turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4 tonight, when I studied this, there's many thoughts, and some of the thoughts was when the writer of Hebrews was talking about Jesus, and some of them says some of them say that they were speaking about the words that Jesus spoke in Hebrews 4 when he's making reference to that. But God says he's speaking of Genesis to Revelation. He's speaking about the Word of God. Jesus was from the beginning, and Jesus is at the end. So when we look at the Word of God, he is the Word. When God spoke the Word, it was Jesus. He's the spoken Word of God. So as we understand that, in other words, if we take this Word and we let this Word become life in us, the adversary can't steal it from us. In other words, if we're going to storm the gates of hell, we cannot storm the gates of hell unless we have faith to believe that we can overcome the adversary by the word, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and by the Word of God. Amen. This is what I'm going to stand on, and this is what God stands on. Amen. You know, it's kind of interesting that the in Revelations he says that we shouldn't. Revelations 20. He says we shouldn't add to or take from the Word. In other words, I might expound on the Scriptures, but I can't add anything to what God has already said. When God said it, he said enough to overcome the adversary. Amen? So many times we feel like we need to add our opinion to it, and it weakens the Word. Amen? Amen? This is God breathed. The Bible says that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Okay? So we find it's God breathed. But in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12, it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, even dividing asunder a soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." First, we find it's quick and powerful, which equals alive and active. The Greek word for quick comes from the Greek word zeo, which means alive. In other words, the Word of God is alive and active. It's alive and powerful. It's zeo dunamis. It's alive with power. It's got alive with authority. Amen? Even in the Old Testament, if you look with me in Psalms 119, verse number 50. We'll do start with 49. He says, "Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope." Remember that faith is the substance of things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word have quickened me." The same as in the old as in the new. The word had quickened me. The word has made me alive. In other words, God wants us to recognize that this just isn't laying in a book. That it's alive and active. That it's alive and it's powerful. Amen? Amen? And the reason that we do not use the word to overcome the adversary is because it goes past our human understanding. And you can't look at it with your human understanding. You've got to see it with your spiritual mind. Because God is a spirit, and they worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. And in other words, what God is saying to us is, hey, this word is alive and active, but it's only alive and active when you put it to practice. When you put it to work. It doesn't accomplish anything in the book. It has to, you know, the psalmist David said, I meditated on thy word, so I wouldn't sin against you. But I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about taking back what belongs to God in this world. I'm talking about us advancing and taking back. We're not to run from the devil. We're to storm the gates of hell. And you can't storm the gates of hell unless you believe and you have faith and believe that you're in power and authority to do it. You can't go half-minded or halfway because you'll get beat up. Amen? And God wants us to understand that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. But the reason that I need the word is he says to meditate on it so I can speak it. In other words, every name named in heaven and earth has to bow to the name of Jesus, but I have to speak the word. And I got to speak it, and I got to speak it with clarity and understanding. And that's why, I don't want to go here. Yes, sir. That's why so many don't have an effect in the Word of God, because it's been watered down and changed so much, it doesn't have any power left in it. Everybody's tried to make it so it's easy to understand with their mental capability, and it's not about our mental capability, it's about the spiritual ability. Amen. It's about knowing what God said. And if you keep watering it down, it doesn't have any effect. All it is, you say, well, I don't understand. I spoke it and it didn't happen. Well, because you spoke it and it didn't even have any power in it, because everything that had power was removed out of it so everybody could understand it with their human reasoning. Just saying. Amen? He says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. This comes from the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's tomos. It comes from the Greek word tomos, which it's keen, it's sharp. You know, in other words, we're not fighting the adversary with a dull weapon. The same thing. It's piercing. It's a two-edged sword. It seeks and searches the inside. It is dividing asunder of soul and spirit to expose truth and error. In other words, when I'm studying the Word of God, and I'm praying in the Word of God, and the Lord says, and I say, well, hey, I need to change this in my life. That's the word piercing me. See, in other words, we have to allow the word to be applied so it has an effect. In other words, he's dividing. It's keen. It's sharp, you know, and it'll accomplish what God said it to do. It separates between truth and error. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make us free. Error never set anyone free. Hello? Just made them comfortable. You know? And so when we look at that, and we see that, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 17. The prophet Jeremiah. He says, the heart is deceitful in verse 9, above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. In other words, it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our heart. It comes from that kritikos. It's a decider. He searches our hearts to see the core of life. You know, in other words, the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all you're getting. Get understanding. God wants you to understand how valuable and how powerful His Word is in your life, in the lives of others. That's why it's the most unused book in the world. Because the adversary has covered it up to the point where, I don't need that, that's religious or what have you. And that's why we get beat up. That's why we get sick. That's why we go through all these things we're going through, because the Word doesn't have an effect. It isn't going to have an effect on the shelf. It's only going to have an effect if faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When I'm studying and I'm studying, I'm reading the Word and I'm reading it out loud. I'm reading it with my mouth. I'm seeing it with my eyes. I'm hearing it with my ears. Amen. I want it to get into all the portals. Amen. Because I know the adversary is going to try to come to steal, to kill, and destroy. But God came to give me life in the abundance thereof. Amen. So I've got to allow this faith to arise, and the enemy will be scattered. Okay? And that's what he's talking to us about, is in this Word of God, to recognize the importance and the value of the Word of God. You know, and to get that Word inside of us. I don't know about you, but when I'm moving around, I don't always have my Bible. So I memorize it. I study to show myself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I don't do that just because I'm a pastor. I did it before I was a pastor. All right? I did it so I could get the Word inside of me, so I could live victoriously and to help others. Amen? And as faith advances, and as the kingdom of God advances, hey, we're in the last days, and this kingdom has to advance. The church has to advance. The church has got to wake up. The church has got to wake up. It's time for us to come out. Amen? And to reach the lost with the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen? And we have authority, and we have power over every demon, every devil name, every demon that's out there. Amen? Praise God. You know, it's just like, you know, I have... Like tonight, I expect a lot more people here. So it kind of gets me that they're not here, because I really want them to hear what God has to say tonight. I really want them to be in this, because they're going through battles. They're going through struggles. They're going through wars in their life. And their answer is in here. The world isn't going to take care of them. God is. Amen. That's why he says, for you and I to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Amen. God's got you here because God has a plan in your life. He called you. He's anointed you for such a time as now. There's something that's going to raise up in us. Amen. And I believe as we're walking and operating, and we start moving in faith, things are going to change. There's a shifting that's taking place. Amen. You know, when you're looking for signs, wonders, and miracles, well, they're going to take place. Amen. Look at your one beside you and say, you are a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Speak the word over there, Bonnie. Sisters. Next, he says that... We as the body of Christ shall advance our faith. He said this word to crush the enemy. I love that. Turn with me to Jeremiah 23. Verse number 28. The prophet that have a dream, let him tell the dream. And he that have my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? You have to look at this. Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah said the word was in him. It was like fire that was shut up in his bones and he couldn't forbear. He couldn't hold it back. He had to speak it. But when I think of the fire of the Lord, I think of the purifying fire of God. I think of the fire that comes in to purify the soul and the body, mind, and soul and spirit of the believer. And I believe that as that word goes to work and is purifying inside of you and I, what comes out will destroy every adversary and every weapon the enemy forms. It will break the rock. Amen. And we're not talking about on Christ the solid rock being broken. We're talking about the rock of offense. We're talking about the adversary, that we'll overcome him, that we're victors. We're more than conquerors through Christ. Amen. Amen. I get excited all the time because when I look at the battle I'm in, I get disappointed, and then I read the end of the book and I find that I win the battle, and then I get filled back up with energy and strength. Amen. Amen. Because we win. Amen. We are winners. This battle is going to be won by us, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like. We are going to win this battle. We're victors. Amen. Amen. And God wants you to understand that he's given you the ammunition to fight this war. Amen. And it's the word of God. And when you have when you get the reality and the revelation and understanding how powerful the word is, amen, you'll start speaking the word instead of praying and begging God for something. So many times when we're begging God for something, God says, what are you begging me for? I already gave it to you.
I find just praying the word back to him.
Amen. Amen. Because you're meditating on it. You're getting it inside of you. In other words, what I do is I just remind the Lord of his word. I don't say, Lord, I'm just reminding you, because he already knows. I'm declaring it and I'm decreeing it in my life. Amen. You know, the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. So no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. No weapons formed against you is going to prosper, because you have your offensive weapon, the Word. The Word is the only offensive weapon we have. Everything else is for defense, for protection. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shod with the preparation. Amen. You know, put it on the armor, the shield of faith, quenching all them fiery darts. Amen. And that's what we're going to do. And that's what God's doing. He's increasing our faith to quench the darts, the wicked darts. So there's four things we're looking at. The word to crush the enemy, our battle. 2 Corinthians 10. Verse number 3. Huh? We skipped a lot? He didn't fill them in? 3, 4, and 5, Reuben. Reuben, go back. Sharper, where are you at? Dividing? Sharper, next. Dividing asunder the soul to expose, merimos, separating, four. Discerner to search. I skipped all that. I just talked real quick, I think. I spoke about it. I just didn't fill in the blanks. Has everybody got it? 5. Intents of the heart, the core of life, our understanding. Remember, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. While you're getting, get understanding. I'm not good at following those things, so I don't... Go back to number four. To search. That comes from kritikos. Kritikos. To decide. Number three. Dividing and exposed. Well, I have them all right here too. Here's my cheat. All right, dividing and expose. Anything else? Huh? Intents of the core of life, of the heart and of the heart, the core of life. Our heart is the core, the center. It's kind of interesting. In the Word of God, the more I know, the more responsibility I have. Amen. But He doesn't give me the excuse not to know. that one doesn't work. If I make a decision, well, I'm not going to have to worry about it because I don't understand nothing. So, amen. So the word is to crush the enemy. Now we're at our battle. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You there? Second Corinthians 10, verse 3. The Apostle Paul is reminding us, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. It's not just about the word. It's about obeying the word. About us putting the word to practice. Recognizing that we're not wrestling with people, but we're wrestling against principalities and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. So our battle is not, we're not battling with flesh and blood. The word brings us exposure. Our exposure is in Luke chapter 12. Verse number 2, the words of Jesus. He says, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. And that which you have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops." Amen. In other words, God doesn't miss anything. Hello? Amen. It's kind of like it's kind of like if you don't have anything good to say, shut up. Hello? You know, when we speak, this just so you understand, we have a tendency to beckon demons. And when we speak evil, we beckon demons from darkness. And they come to fulfill the evil we're speaking of. Amen? He said, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. In other words, we have to be careful what we say.
My daughter just talked to me this evening, and she's going through something with our granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
And, she knew a year ago that she had a lump in her breast, and she could have been cancerous. And I told her, I said, you have to stand on faith now. And I said, you can't have all this stuff going in your mind. And she was cleared. I mean, everything came through. Now she's saying that our granddaughter is getting so bad that she might have to bury her. And I said, don't confess that.
All right.
Don't even let that come out of your mouth.
Amen.
This was right before I got here.
Yeah.
And she said, uh-huh, mm-hmm. I said, don't you remember what happened last year?
Right.
Yes, but it's her will. I said, but God is stronger.
Amen.
She can do anything.
That's right.
So that was an example
there. Amen. 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 I believe when Jesus says that God hears everything, he hears everything that we say. And the Lord reminded me is, so does the adversary. He hears us too. Amen.
He can't read our mind, though.
No, he can't read your mind. Amen. He only reads what you spill out. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
He's not bothering you. You're not walking.
Right. Is the devil bothering anybody in the room? Oh, he bugs me all the time.
I mean, he's gonna try to put roadblocks ahead of
right.
Your health, make you believe that.
Right. Well, it's kind of what in a life experience, what I've experienced is when I overcome the adversary in an area and I have victory in an area, he won't come back in that area any longer.
He'll come
in a different area. Amen. But that's okay. That's okay. Because in every area, we're victorious.
Same thing when he heals you. It may put pain on you, but it ain't going to be the pain you had before.
Right. That's right.
When God heals you, he's not going to get that pain back, but you're going to have. Satan's going to try to put pain
back. Right. You know, when we read the word, and what I have here is next one is our searcher. Now, the Spirit searches. Our searcher, when I read the word, I allow the word to search my heart. In other words, I'll say this, and I'll just say it as simple as I know how to say it. I'm not perfect, but I serve one that's perfect, and he's perfecting me. We're being transformed into the image of Christ, and Christ's image does not have darkness. He is light, not darkness. Amen? He is truth, not deception. He is life, not death. Okay? So as we're being transformed into his image, we become the image of Christ. So in Romans 8:27, you know, he says that he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What is the will of God? The Word of God. The will of God is the Word of God. And in other words, God spoke it in his Word. So anytime that I'm praying, if I'm aligned with the Word of God, I'm going according to God's will. If I'm out of the Word of God, I'm out of God's will. This is his will. Amen? If you want to do the will of God, you're obedient to the word. You allow the word to have an effect. You allow the word to manifest in us. Amen. He says in he's working. Turn with me to Psalms 139. Psalms 139. The psalmist says in Psalms 139, verse number 1. The psalmist says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Amen. You know, when I read that, I see that I can't escape. So since I can't escape, I need to adjust. As we're adjusting, God's adjusting us. You know, we're coming to a place, I'm telling you, where the body of Christ is going to go. And I really believe that in this world, there's a trauma that's coming far greater than what happened in Las Vegas. That was awful, but there's things that are coming that are far greater than that, where the church is going to be the only answer. And God is preparing the church to have the answer. In other words, we're not just here because that's what we do on Wednesday night. We're in boot camp. We're getting prepared, armed, and ready for battle. Amen? And we have to be strong and courageous. And we be strong and courageous through the Word of God. Amen? God's looking, and He searches the hearts in Acts chapter 15. Verse number 8. The Word of God says, And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as He did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. Amen? It's the power of the gospel. It's the power of the Word of God. You know, when I look at it, when I look at the Word as of God, I see it's the same in the old as it is in the new. The same thing that God said to Moses is the same thing that God said to the Apostle Paul. He didn't change the word. Let me look at the old. Go back to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Verse number 11. He says, For this is the commandment which I command thee this day. It is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, Who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, Who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear and do it. But the word is very nigh or near unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Amen. And then the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 10, verse number 8. He says, But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, the word of faith which we preach. So the same word that was with Moses It's the same word that was with the Apostle Paul, and it's the same word that's with you and I. Amen? It's the word of God. And when we say Jesus, and I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I accept the word of God. Not just Jesus, because Jesus is the word. I received the whole package. Hello? So many people are just saying a sinner's prayer and accepting the cross, but they're not accepting the word, and Jesus is the word. So when I accept Jesus into my heart and make him my Lord and Savior, I said, I'm taking your word. I'm taking your word, and I believe in it. Because Jesus made it possible for me. Because what did Jesus do for you and I? He went to heaven to send us the Holy Ghost so we could understand it. The Jews never understood it. They never had the Spirit. You and I have the Spirit of God. And he gives us understanding and he gives us revelation. Man, I'm grateful for the Holy Ghost. How about you? Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to know and understand he's the whole package. Jesus is all inclusive. This is an all inclusive word. And when we get revelation and understanding of that, then we'll start operating and moving in victory. You know what? If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, our faith is going to increase because we're having revelation and understanding that Jesus is the word of God. Remember what he said in Revelations? He's coming. He's coming on a white horse. He's got blood on his vesture. And he is called the Word of God. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. Can we stand up and give God some praise tonight? Hallelujah. I get excited, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. I thank you for every heart and life that's here tonight, Father God. May we take these words that you spoke tonight. May we meditate upon them, Father God. May we chew on them, Father God. May we swallow them, Father God, that they can bring life to us, Father God. Your word is alive and it's active. You're activating something in every heart that's in this room tonight. Father God, that you've come to give us life in the abundance thereof. So, Father, we rejoice in you, Father God. We thank you that you're the whole package, Father God, that you're all included.